USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the American student who died after being released from North Korean captivity say that Kim Jong-un and his regime are responsible for the death of their son. The Warmbiers issued a statement after President Trump spoke about it at his second summit in Vietnam with Kim. The president tweeted, "I never like being misinterpreted, but especially when it comes to Otto Warmbier and his great family. Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." Striking teachers in Oakland, California have reached a deal to end a 7-day walkout. Union President Keith Brown says the settlement includes an 11% salary increase and a one-time 3% bonus on ratification.
Experienced teachers will now be able to stay in the classroom. We force the Oakland Unified School District to invest in our teachers in Oakland.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration is ramping up the pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to leave office. They've imposed sanctions on 6 high-ranking members of the Venezuelan security forces. They've also revoked the visas of other officials and their relatives. The sanctions come after the Maduro regime blocked humanitarian aid convoys, and the revocation of visas are aimed at punishing those who have done well in Venezuela despite the economic upheaval in the country. Another candidate has entered the 2020 White House race. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
"I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this."
The 68-year-old Inslee's represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
83-year-old Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis is recovering from a stroke. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
His publicist says Lewis, best known for hits like Whole Lotta Shakin' and Great Balls of Fire, is expected to make a full recovery. He suffered the stroke Thursday night in Miami. He's scheduled to appear at the 50th anniversary of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in April, and he also plans to record a gospel album soon. His publicist says Lewis plans to go ahead with both projects.
CNN commentator Van Jones praises conservatives at CPAC. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
CNN analyst Van Jones credited the conservative movement with galvanizing support for criminal justice reform during an appearance at CPAC.
"The conservative movement in this country, unfortunately, from my point of view, is now the leader on this issue of reform. My problem is I now have a conservative movement that, for libertarian reasons, for Christian conservative reasons, and for fiscally conservative reasons, is actually doing a great job on what should be my issue. This is supposed to be my issue. You are stealing my issue. Take some dadgum credit for being smart. Take some dadgum credit for getting it right."
Jones has worked closely with the White House on criminal justice reform, which has drawn the ire of some folks on the left.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.